The recent recession was the biggest economic downturn since the Great Depression, and it officially ended more than 1 year ago. The economy began to grow again in June 2009, according to the group of leading economists who determine when recessions end. But that official pronouncement does not mean that things are getting any easier for American workers. In fact, as FSRN's Jacob Fenston reports, the unemployment rate could continue to climb.
The definition of a recession is a technical thing, says Harvard economist Jeffrey Frankel. It's when economic activity is falling, when things are getting worse.
So to say it's over is not to say that things are great. It's just to say that things aren't as bad as they were 5 quarters ago when we were at the very bottom.
Frankel is a member of the National Bureau of Economic Research, the group that determines the official beginnings and endings of recessions. This one, he says, is now officially the longest and, by most measures, the worst since the 1930s.
I think we have to go back to what was happening when I was first sworn in as the 44th president of the United States.
After Monday's announcement that the 18-month-long recession officially ended in June 2009, President Obama spoke at a town hall meeting hosted by CNBC. He stressed that much of the damage to the economy happened before he came into office.
The month I was sworn in, we lost 750,000 jobs. The month after that, 600,000. The month after that, 600,000. This is before any of our plans had a chance to take effect.
Gus Fauché, an economist at Moody's Analytics, says Obama's stimulus package did have an effect. He notes the stimulus bill passed in February 2009, just 4 months before the recession officially ended.
You had expanded unemployment insurance benefits. You had bonus Social Security payments. You had cash for clunkers that spurred auto sales. You had small tax cuts. And now we have the infrastructure spending that's kicking in.
But Fauché says just because the recession is over doesn't mean it won't happen again, and soon.
The probability of a double-dip recession at this point, which would be a recession sometime over the next year or so, is about 1 in 3, which is pretty high.
And economic growth does not mean more jobs. Even though the current official unemployment rate of 9.6% is lower than the peak, it's been on the rise for 2 months. And Fauché says it could push up past 10% again. As the job market turns around, more people start looking for work and are once again counted amongst the unemployed. Howard Weil, a fellow at the Brookings Institution, says even if job growth continues, that's not likely to lower the unemployment rate anytime soon.
There's really no obvious driver of long-term growth that's going to get us out of the hole that we've dug ourselves into. It's just not clear what is going to spark a robust recovery.
Another indicator of economic well-being is the number of new houses started each month, and in August that was up more than 10% from the month before. That's according to new data released by the Census Bureau Tuesday. Weil says that's not a surprise or cause for celebration.
Housing in most of the major metropolitan areas of the United States is probably about where it should be, and so you'd expect to see some increase in housing starts. I don't think it means that there is going to be a return to the boom days of the housing market.
Building permits, which indicate future housing growth, were up only 1.8% in August. Single-family permits were down, and Walt Maloney with the National Realtors Association says there isn't the demand from people starting families.
We have not been having households forming at the rate you would expect. People are not leaving home, or they're moving back home with their parents after going to college, or they're doubling up in roommates.
Maloney says only more jobs can stimulate the housing market.
What we need now is for the people that are on the sidelines to have the confidence to get back into the market. And it really gets down to jobs, jobs, jobs.
There were nearly 560,000 new building permits in August, a slight increase from the month before, but a drop of 6.7% from 1 year ago. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.